Rev 10 Podcast for Memorial Day weekend 2005.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev 10 Podcast.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Ah! Oh, yeah.
Podcast. All right. Incredible. What an incredible day it is here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. You've reached the Rev Tim Podcast. I'm Rev Tim, and I'm a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area. And my goal is to just bring you some hope and inspiration to your day. If I can do that, then this podcast has been very much worthwhile. I want to be your friend and to give you some insight and speak into your life some positive things that will get you thinking about what's important in your life. I want to thank you for subscribing, and I also want to just point you to a couple of ways that you can contact the Rev 10 Podcast. One of those ways is to go to our show notes page, which is found at podshownotes.com. Point your browser over there. Or you can email us at revtimpodcast@gmail.com. Send us a comment, a suggestion for a future program, or just an idea that you would have to improve the Rev 10 Podcast. We would appreciate that. And the third way, a voicemail comment line. It gives us an email audio comment, and you can call that at 815-301-8600. Rev 10 Podcast is a member of Godcast.org, the Godcast Network. And you could go over there and check out a lot of really great podcasts that are found on Godcast.org. Also, we would appreciate your vote. Maybe you could shoot a final vote for May to PodcastAlley.com, or just for sure visit us beginning early in June and begin to get those votes up right at the beginning of the month. Take time and go to PodcastAlley.com and vote for the Rev 10 Podcast. It's Memorial Day weekend, and I wanted to give a few comments about Memorial Day. And remembering is an emotional thing. In fact, I remember my grandfather who has passed away, and more recently my grandmother who passed away. And they were very big influences in my life, and people have very good friends, and I know that sometimes we know very good friends that have died, or you know, sometimes people pass away that are young and we would say it was before their time. And there are others that we actually celebrate their life because they live long and full lives. Most of the time, memories like that, it saddens us and we grieve, and sometimes it seems like life isn't fair. On Memorial Day each year, America remembers the fallen that have given their lives for our country. And also on Memorial Day, I remember growing up, and every year we would take a trip with my grandmother to Sycamore, Illinois, and we would lay flowers at my grandfather's grave. And each time we went, my grandmother would tell us things about her deceased husband who passed away when I was only 2 years old. And each time we went, she would cry. We would leave her alone and we would give her space during that time. But every time that we returned home, once we got back after visiting my grandfather's grave, she would thank all of us for sharing this day of remembrance with her. I want to give you a poem by Michelle Keam. And she was the 1999 commander of Royersfield VFW Post 6341 in Pennsylvania. As we stand here looking at the flags upon these graves, know these flags represent a few of the true American brave. They fought for their country, as man has through all time, except that these soldiers lying here fought for your country and mine. As we are all gathered here to pay them our respect, let's pass the word to others. It's what they would expect. I'm sure that they would do it if it were me or you, to show we did not die in vain, but for the red, white, and blue. Let's pass on to our children and those who never knew what these soldiers died for. It's the least that we can do. Let's not forget their families, great pain they had to bear. Losing a son, father, or husband, they need to know we still care. no matter which war was fought on the day that they died. I stand here looking at these flags filled with American pride. So as the bugler plays out taps with its sweet and eerie sound, pray for these soldiers lying here in this sacred, hallowed ground. Take home with you a sense of pride. You were here Memorial Day celebrating the way Americans should on this solemnest of days.
Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Here's the song of the day.
No one sits with him, he doesn't fit in, but we feel like we do and we make fun of him. 'Cause you want to belong, do you go along? 'Cause his pain is the price paid for you to belong. It's not like you hate him or want him to die, but maybe he goes home and thinks suicide, or he comes back to school with a gun at his side, and a kindness from you might have saved his life. Heroes are made when you make a choice. You could be a hero, heroes do what's right. You could be a hero. Pain to survive on her own. The hurt she can't handle overflows to a knife. She writes on her arm, wants to give up her life. Each day she goes on is a day that she's brave, fighting the lie that giving up is the way. Each moment of courage, her own life she saves. When she throws the pills out, a hero is made. Heroes are made when you make a choice. Could be a hero. He makes are just his. Doesn't know he's a leader with the way he behaves, and others will follow the choices he's made. He lives on the edge, he's old enough to decide. His brother who wants to be him is just nine. He can do what he wants because it's his right. The choices he makes change a nine-year-old's life.
That's Super Chick with a song called Hero. We're on Memorial Day this weekend and remembering those who were heroes for us that have gone before us. You know, there were a lot of wars that were fought. The Revolutionary War, Civil War, World Wars I and II, Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, the Iraq War I and II. All through history, we have those that have fought and died for our freedom. And I want you to take a moment today to remember these fallen ones that gave their life for our country. And you know, as we participate in Memorial Day this weekend, there's also something that we do at our church when we remember what Jesus Christ did for us to give us our freedom. Often we participate in something called Holy Communion, where we do exactly that. We remember what happened when Jesus gave his life for us. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me." Jesus is talking here. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, and he sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind and to release the oppressed." And I want to encourage you to do something on this Memorial Day weekend, to certainly remember your friends and family who have forged this life we have before us. Also remember our military and those that gave their lives for the freedom of America and for the millions who were oppressed around the world that they helped to be released. And especially remember Jesus, who gave his life for us. For he loves you more than you can imagine, and he has come to set us free. Now you can check the show notes page at podshownotes.com for a bonus verse right after listening to this podcast. And also, there's a new poll at podshownotes.com that I would love for you to participate in. It's free, and it's available to all who visit the site. Now, June is upon us, and we would love for you to visit Podcast Alley and give us an early month boost so that we can remain visible to our listeners and to all that want to discover an inspirational podcast. Would you go there for me today and vote? And you may also want to vote for our other wonderful shows that are found at godcast.org. Go there. There's easy voting links on all the Godcasters page. Well, until next time, this is Rev Tim. Thank you for joining us, and I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy the time with your family.
If you have enjoyed today's show, visit PodcastAlley.com and vote for the Rev Tim Podcast. PodcastAlley.com. Make your vote count today.
That's what we have for today. Thank you for subscribing to the Rev Tim Podcast. Show notes, podshownotes.com. Email RevTimPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us. Remember, your service to the King begins now.